This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The Red Sox are off to a disappointing start in a game dominated by pitching on both sides. The Sox lost the first game of the American League Championship Series to the Detroit Tigers 1-0. WBUR's Karen Given was at Fenway last night and joins us now. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
So, Karen, we were told there would be hits. I mean, you know, the Red Sox had the top regular season offense in the American League, and they had only one hit last night. What happened?
Well, you know, one drunk guy on his way out of the stadium saw my microphone and he yelled at me, "We just can't get any hits. That's the problem." And for once, the drunk guy was right. They just couldn't get any hits. Detroit's pitching was great. Anibal Sanchez struck out 12 Sox. The Sox only hit of the night came in the ninth. It was a single by Daniel Nava, but the Sox just couldn't capitalize on it. Tigers manager Jim Leland said Sanchez was effective despite throwing a lot of pitches.
Pitch came up a little high early, probably a little careful early, but he got rolling pretty good and made some good pitches and gave us what we needed.
I'll say he was effective. I think I noticed pitch velocities ranging from like 68 to 94. There were swinging strikes, strikeout lookings, check swings. I mean, it was kind of crazy.
It was nuts. And it wasn't just, like, as you say, it wasn't just the one pitch. It wasn't just the fastball. But the fastball stayed very fast when it came. And that really made the difference.
So Red Sox pitcher John Lester gave up a few hits, but only one run. So not a bad outing for him.
Not bad at all. He made it 6 1/3 innings. His pitch count did get a little higher than you'd like to see in the first inning. It took him 20 to get out of it, which is not unheard of, but is a little more than you'd like. But he settled down. I think it took him 12 to get out of the second inning, which was much better. And Lester said he had a strong game, but it just wasn't good enough.
That's playoff baseball, so hopefully we can come out tomorrow. And I mean, we had some good at bats tonight. You know, their pitching staff just did a real good job of when they did get in trouble, obviously not allowing us to get that big hit.
Yeah, a bit of an understatement there. But before we move on from pitching, though, this is what can be so much fun about baseball. You know, even when you're losing, these odd curiosities. Can you explain for us, how did Sanchez manage to strike out 4 Red Sox in the first inning?
Yeah. Well, so I was out in the grandstand. They had the auxiliary press box in the grandstand. So it took me a little while to figure out that this even happened. It was a tie for a baseball record, which surprises me because it surprises me that it happens at all. So what happened was Sanchez threw a wild pitch. Shane Victorino swung, so he struck out. But the wild pitch went past the catcher, and Victorino made it to base. The best thing I saw all night, it was a tweet, compared Sanchez to Nuke LaLoosh, which was Tim Robbins' character from Bull Durham. He had 12 strikeouts, which was amazing, but 6 walks and 2 wild pitches.
Right. The bases wound up plenty full of Red Sox. They just couldn't capitalize.
Absolutely. It just really didn't feel like we had a no-hitter going into the ninth. I mean, a combined no-hitter, at least. The bases were utilized.
Okay, so game 2 tonight. Tell us about this pitching matchup.
Well, the first thing to remember was that Sanchez was amazing last night, and he's only the 3rd best pitcher on the Tigers. Tonight, we have Max Scherzer, and he is the likely Cy Young winner. The Sox have Clay Buchholz tonight. He wanted this start. He asked for this start. He's done better against the Tigers this season than John Lester has. And let's hope that he said earlier this week that this will be fun, and let's hope he still thinks that after last night's game.
Yes, well, hope springs eternal.
It sure does.
Thanks, Karen.
Thank you.
Karen Given covers sports for WBUR News and for Only a Game. This is 90.9 WBUR.